Buenos días, señora presidenta.
Good morning, President. To begin with, allow me to thank you for your warm words of welcome. I'd like to congratulate you on your appointment to the presidency of the Conference on Disarmament. We are certain that you will successfully lead the work of the CD on the basis of your great political knowledge and your well-known diplomatic skills as the permanent representative of Colombia to Geneva. At the personal level, I'm very happy to be making my first statement here in the CD under the presidency of Colombia, a neighboring and friend country to us. And it is important to maintain dialogue on issues of peace and cooperation.
Glad to salute the distinguished representatives to the Conference on Disarmament. My delegation also wishes to express its appreciation to the members of the P6, and in particular to place on record our sincere thanks for the work and initiatives undertaken by your illustrious predecessor, Ambassador Li Song of China, during the course of his presidency of the CD in 2022. And we can see that in a very auspicious move that the draft decision before the conference was approved today. I take up my functions as Special Representative of Brazil, having in mind the history of the Conference on Disarmament as a fundamental cog of the international peace and security machinery. As such, it should not only be safeguarded, but also put in a position to carry out its mandate. As representative of my country, I am the bearer of a long tradition of consistent and coherent positions defended by Brazil in this forum. As such, I can be counted among the many who are keen to restore the work of the Conference on Disarmament. The core of the conference's mandate is the negotiation of legally binding instruments. My delegation firmly believes that disarmament instruments are the antidote to the confrontational trends that unfortunately plague the current international scenario. As in the past, we believe the CD should be playing a significant role in increasing the cost of such strategies, while seeking to prevent conflict, alleviate tensions, and build confidence. More than once, my predecessors have reiterated the message that the international community would greatly benefit from a practical and functioning conference on disarmament. More than ever, CD members must seek convergence on a way to allow the conference to discharge itself of its prerogative as the sole multilateral disarmament negotiating forum. A decision to structure the work of the CD would have positive repercussions across all disarmament regimes. Brazil is and remains fully committed to the task entrusted to the CD to negotiate disarmament instruments. We have to reckon that 2 years of pandemic have taken its toll on international disarmament regimes. CD members should strive to contain that damage by compromising around a program of work to inject life back into this vital mechanism. Madam Chairperson, the Conference on Disarmament is indeed fit to deliver multilateral negotiations on disarmament, issues and other relevant security teams, provided we count with the necessary political will. We must resort to the diplomatic tools at our disposal to build trust, find areas of consensus, to build upon them and establish a dialogue on how we can attain a much needed improvement in the international security environment, and I hope this is not the understatement of the year. We therefore support your efforts, Madam President, to achieve an agreed program of work and remain confident on your guidance, and I also take this opportunity to thank my colleagues that have extended their welcome to me. Thank you so much.